Boyd gave me a subject, and he also laid a song on my heart that I was going to sing. But the sweetest thing about it is that the first two songs that were sung today is my subject, and they was on love. And I may as well just tell you where this subject came from. It's one that's been preached way down through the ages. And right as I was laying in the hospital on my sixth surgery, after my sixth surgery, I was laying in the hospital getting ready to come home, and they told me I had to stay in a regular room overnight. And everything they had me hooked up to all the monitors and my blood pressure and all that stuff. They had me hooked up to all those monitors and things, and said they got to stay low enough so you can go home. Well, about 5 o'clock in the morning, that morning I woke up. And so I reached over and I grabbed my Bible and I started reading. And I started reading. And as I started reading, the Lord touched my heart and I got happy. And when I did, the Lord spoke to me and he said, seven simple sermons. He said, preach seven simple sermons. And he laid them out to me as I was laying there. And I got so filled up, and then all at once my blood pressure monitor went off. And the nurse come in there, and she was one that didn't know I was a preacher. The rest of them knew all about me. She didn't know it, and she looked at me, and it was 180 over some another. And she looked at me, she said, you just might not get to go home today. I said, ma'am, you don't understand. She said, understand what? I said, understand that this body can't hold what's in the soul. And I said, I just got happy. And I said, I guess this body just couldn't handle it. Well, she looked at me like I was a little crazy. And she said, well, I'll call you doctor. Well, when she said that, I smiled because my doctor is Dr. Mike Collins from Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church in Bowling Green. And she called him. She come back with a puzzled look on her face. And she said, he said you could go home. I said, I knew it. And so when this is love, it's one of those simple sermons. I got to thinking about and praying about what we need. And God just laid out those sermons. And every one of them that he laid out, I remember hearing old preachers preach back years ago. And many of them you don't hear preached a whole lot today. You know, and so y'all just pray for me. I don't know where I'm going to preach these sermons. God just lays one on my heart every once in a while. And that's what he put on my heart today is love. I think that is something special. Later on, I'll tell you why I think it's special. But the name of this song is, That Isn't Love. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha. Feeling like this. side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise, if that isn't love. The ocean. There's no feeling like the love of God.
Amen.
You know, we have love for our parents. We have love for children. We have love for our pets. You know, just different types of love. But there's nothing, no feeling like the love of God.
Yeah.
And the Bible even says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And mentions over a lot of things. But today I just want you to pray for me. We want to talk a little while about love. And I also want you to know one thing. That this is not Junior's service. If while I'm preaching, God wants you to do something, you do it. Every one of us here today that's saved. You know, I tell you what we are. We're children of God. And the Bible teaches us children to obey our parents, don't it?
Yeah.
And it teaches us to obey God.
Yeah.
So the Bible says also to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is a sin.
Right.
So sometimes I think sometimes we forget about that. All these that today that has followed the Lord and said, the Lord wanted me to do this, the Lord wanted me to do that. I was glad to see that because that's what we need. If we want to please God today, then we must follow God today. So you follow Him, and whatever He has for you to do, you do that. I think that one of the apostles that I think put out love more than the rest of them, but it was Apostle John. And Apostle John, when you would read about him, when he would say in the book of John, he would say that other disciple or the one the Lord loved. He never would say, I'm John, so look at me. But he would want us to look at the Lord. And that's what we need to do today. Anything, anytime we do anything for the Lord, we ought to want people to look to the Lord and not to us.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Him, I wouldn't be here. I know that. And I thank the Lord for all y'all's prayers. That just kept on making me get stronger and stronger and stronger, not in the body necessarily, but in the faith. And seeing that's what we need. We need to be stronger in the faith that we have for the Lord. So as we read, I want you to listen. In the fourth chapter of 1 John, We're going to read a few verses there, and hopefully from the 4th down to the 21st. It's kind of a long reading lesson, but that's where we feel like we need to read from. And the Bible said, first of all, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, first of all, I want you to understand something, that whenever that I was lost, I was the most shy person you ever seen. Now, people know me, won't believe that. But I was shy. When I was in school, I sat behind the biggest guy that was in the class so the teacher wouldn't ask me something. I didn't want to get up in front of those people. I didn't want to. God had other plans when he actually saved me. That he stuck me up there after he called me to preach. But as he said, ye are of God, little children, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what does that mean? The Bible says that Satan is the father of this world that we live in. We know who our father is. It's God the Father. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in you. In other words, greater is God that is in you than Satan that is in the world. Amen. Now, sometimes we say we can't do this. Or sometimes we say we can't do that. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And so if greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that there's nothing going to stop you from following God other than yourself. As I've said many times, Flip Wilson had it all wrong when he said, the devil made me do it. The devil has never made, he may have been right about himself if he wasn't saved, but if you're saved, the devil cannot make you do anything.
Amen.
He puts those temptations out there, and we willfully go after them. But he don't make us do it. Sometimes we blame things on the devil when we ought to be blaming it on ourselves.
Amen.
And we just look at it a different way. You say, now what has this got to do with love? It's got it all to do with love. Because we might as well just say it. For God so loved the world. Now listen to this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, if there's one thing that I believe in that we ought to follow, is what God did.
Yeah.
What did he say? God so loved the world. Now, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to love the world, but not the sinful things of the world. And sometimes when we think about the world, we only think about the sinful things that's in the world. But what we need to understand, that God so loved all his creation. He loved us that are a human being kind, of mankind. God loved mankind so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Because see what man had done? Man had went away from God. Man was created in God in his likeness. He was created a perfect man. One that could walk and had no sin. Had no sin. Only had one commandment to keep. Just one. Just one. You know, I look at that, and sometimes I get to thinking about myself. I'm a diabetic. And there's things that I know that I can't eat. But now there's nobody around but me. Sometimes I might sneak a bite. But if there's other people around me, I might not. You might say, well, and I look at myself and I say, you hypocrite. I know better to do it. I don't eat a lot of this stuff, but I might just sneak it back. And so when you look at that, sometimes Adam, he knew better than to take of that fruit because he had all this other. But what did he do? You say, well, Eve gave it to him, so it's her fault. No, it's not. It wasn't Eve's fault. Sin did not come into the world when Eve partake of it. It came into the world when Adam took of it. Because God gave that charge to Adam. He gave that commandment to Adam, and Adam knew better. You and I, there's a lot of things in our life that we know, we do. We know better. We know better. And if we was to exercise the love that God put in our heart, the love that God has given us, if we exercise that, then there's a lot of things we wouldn't do because we could see how that it hinders God's cause. Whether it's that little three or four letter word that you say, whether that's what woman or man that you lust after, Or whether it's just an evil tongue that whenever somebody just makes you mad, you just fly off the handle. All of that is sin. But if we really think of the love of God that's within us, we'll think about before we say these things and do these things. Why, it might be just sitting back in church and the Lord said, testify. And you don't testify. He just said a while ago to know to do good and to do it him not, to him it is a sin. I don't know whether sometimes we realize that it's just a sin when we don't testify. It's a sin when God lays it on our heart to sing a song or have a song to be sung and we don't do it. It's a sin when we don't do that. Sometimes we don't think about that. I think we get so wrapped up and being ourselves during the week that we want to do the same thing on Sundays. Well, sometimes we've got to realize that we're not ourselves, that we're God's children. And we ought to exercise this love. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. And he is not of God, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We know the spirit of truth, don't we? We know when God is leading us to do something. We know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. We know that. And we know that if Jesus is the truth, we're to follow him. But we also know the spirit of error. We know when we've done wrong. Paul said that he died daily. That meant that he repented daily. He realized those things that he was doing that was wrong during the day. Even Apostle Paul realized that. And Paul is no greater than you or I when it comes to serving God. I know people might look at me funny when I say this, but Paul is no greater than all the books of the Bible that he wrote because God laid them on his heart and he wrote them than you and I are of getting up and saying, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen.
The responsibility is just the same.
Right.
It's being in the will of God. And it's understanding the love of God. And following that love. And when we look at one another, let's go on over. Let's finish reading here. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. I believe if the Lord's people would really, if we as a church that God set up, that Jesus set up, and if we as a church would show love toward one another all the time, then the world would see it, wouldn't it? But what does Satan do sometimes? He'll come in there and get somebody on their nerves, and that's the first thing we know. You can't tell us from the world. Why? Because that's what his job is. Satan's job is to make you and me forget about the love of God. Satan's job is to get us wrapped up in everything around us, and nothing counts except for what we are. Satan's job is for us to be able to go to bed and try to go to sleep and never pray for our lost people. Never pray for our brothers and sisters. Never pray for our pastor. See, let me tell you something. Satan works on preachers just like he does churchmen. One of these days you may be sitting at home, and God may lay it on your heart, and he can pray for my pastor. But did you know at that very same time he may be going through a battle with the devil himself? And he needs your prayers. Same way with our church members. I asked the Lord several months ago when I was in a hospital. I asked him, I said, what kind of outreach that we can do to help our people? And what he showed me was that we all have people, whether they moved away or whether they just stopped going to church, or whether children that has grown up and gone to college. We all have people that has moved away from our church that has left. And they're still on the rolls. And the Lord showed me that if I would just share this with churches, it might help somebody. And what he showed me that if we make CDs of our sermons at church or our preachers, and we send them to those people that's not in church or that's moved away, and to show them that we still love them. And later on, after we do that for a few months, maybe we can ask them would they like a revival preached in their area. God showed me that we can not only just show the people at church that we love them, but we can show those that have moved away that we still love them and that we're praying for them. Because see, that they may not be here among our body as we meet, but I tell you what they do need. They need the help of God.
Amen.
Because most of them has moved away to places where they don't have no churches. And if we don't share with them what the old-fashioned gospel hour does, or what going through the internet does, if we don't share with them those things, but it would mean more to them if we would show the love that we have and that we would send these CDs and make some kind of contact with them. See, there's a lot of things out there that love is bigger than just a man looking at a woman and say, I love you, or a man looking at a daughter or son and say, I love you. Love is much bigger than that when you put God in it, because I want you to know that when the Lord writes in the Bible and the Bible speaks of the word charity, the word charity comes from the word agape, which is the most highest form of love. It's a voluntary love that you do without thinking about it. Don't you think that's what God did? He was able to look down through time. And if God hadn't been the way God is, and he looked down through time, he saw Adam. He saw the sin of Adam. He saw Sodom and Gomorrah. He saw the United States as today. Would he ever made the world if he was like us? He never would have made this world, would he? But see, but being who God is, He looked down through time and He saw those things. And I want you to understand today, if you're here and you're lost, or you got somebody that you know that's lost, God looked down and He saw them as well as He saw me, and He said, I need to do something about that. So He sent His Son Jesus, because He loved the world. He loved His creation. It's hard for me, and it's hard for us sometimes. I ain't going to say it ain't hard. It's not hard all the time. But sometimes it's hard to look out at all these people that's serial killers and all this filth that's in the world today. It's hard for me to look at that sometimes and look at that and try to love them the right way. But you know what? I've got to love them. Amen. Not what they do. See, what we don't understand sometimes is we don't understand that instead of when we think about loving, we think about that we have to like what they're doing, we have to like that person. But my friend, I want you to understand how these people out in the world today, how they are doing all these things, how we need to love them enough when we see them to pray for them.
Yeah.
The modern day world today that's out there that's saying, come up here, repeat this prayer after me. The modern day world today is saying, just accept Christ. The modern day world today is saying, send me your picture and I'll baptize you and you can be a part of it. The modern day world today just says, love man and you'll go to heaven. Sometimes you got to think about something. We've got to love the greatest deceivers that's in the world today. You might say, well, you mean that guy, I've got to agree with him? No. We've got to love them enough that knowing that how somebody has deceived them and they need to be saved.
Amen.
This love is much bigger than just what we think about. And I'm not even going to just scratch the surface with it today. But just a few things I'd like to bring out just to get us thinking. About when we watch these programs or we going by on these programs and they've got 20 and 30,000 people sitting out there in front of them and they got a man up there telling them that all you got to do is walk down the aisle and accept Christ or walk down the aisle and repeat this prayer after me, or you on the television do the same thing. My friend, I was deceived whenever that I was young. I had a man do me like that. He asked everybody in that church house, he said, everybody bow your heads. We all bowed our head. And whenever that we bowed our head, he said, any of y'all want to be saved, walk up here. And I walked up front. When I walked up front, he looked at me and he said, do you believe Jesus is Son of God? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you accept Him as your personal Savior? I said, yes, sir. He said, everybody open your eyes. We got a wonderful profession. That's happening. That's happening every day. Every day. And let me ask something. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? You say, Brother Junior, I can't do nothing about that. Yes, you can. He said, go out of the highways and hedges, how to compel them to come in, let my house be full. People, we need to be talking to people about the Lord. We need to be spreading the love that the Lord put in our souls, the love that we know we have. We need to be spreading that with our neighbors, our friends, our children, our grandchildren, our aunts and uncles that have been deceived and that are lost. We need to talk to them. You might say, I can't do it. Well, what did I say a while ago? Let me ask something. Do you believe the Bible to be true? And everybody here say, okay. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. That's talking to you. If you hear one of those that says, I just can't do that, brother, you just can't. No, you can't by yourself. But the love that God put in our heart for our lost people and for this I'm just so ashamed if I go out and eat it somewhere and I bow my head to pray. Why? I'll tell you this, if you're doing it to be seen, you shouldn't be doing it because you ain't no more than the Pharisee.
That's right.
And the hypocrite. But if you bow your head when you go out somewhere and eat and you say a prayer to God, there's nothing wrong with it. For as I know, they ain't put nobody in jail yet for it. They may one of these days, but do it until then.
Amen.
They may come to Waffle House and Wendy's one of these days. Police may come in there and they said, you're going to have to get out of here. You know what I do? I get up and walk out. You might say, well, Brother Jeremy. Somebody comes in Wendy's or Waffle House right now. They looks at me and they look at me and they say, I don't want to hear that while I'm eating. You know what Jeremy does? He quits singing. See, we don't force ourselves on nobody. And the reason that I quit singing is because that's a place of business for people to eat. When the guy gets finished, then I start singing again. And I'll tell you what I do have there a lot of times too. If they start playing that jukebox too much, I've got a cook there that they'll just go over there and unplug it. Before I start a lot of times. But if somebody plays it, I had a guy come in the other day. And see, this is another thing. We've got to show our love toward people. We can't get ourselves in a place to where that our mind takes over. Because if we let our mind takes over, we'll say things that we shouldn't say. And that's not showing the love of God. Young boy come in about 20-something years old a few weeks ago. I was singing. He just looks at me. Walks over and pours his food, gets up, go over and puts him a quarter or two in that jukebox. Start playing that rap stuff. And he starts playing that and then he sits back and he just stares at me. Just like, yeah, I'll show him. I just looked at him and smiled, turned around, drunk my coffee, and talked to Brother Kenny Knight for a while. He got tired of staring, he left. I've had him come in there and get ready to leave. I had one guy, he put $5 little quarters in that thing, played all them songs, and walked out the door. Stared at me as he walked by my window. I just smiled at him. I knew what was going to happen next. The cook was going to come over and unplug it. And that's what happened. See, the thing about it is, don't let things get upset. The devil loves for us to get upset, don't he? Yeah, look at him. He's a child. He says he knows this God. We are just throwing a fit. That's what the devil wants. Can't we let the love of God work in us? And our families. When one does something, you get mad at the other. Can't you let the love of God work in you? That's a little word Jesus used years ago. And I think if we really let the love of God work in us, we'll practice this word. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. That word forgiveness. We need to practice forgiveness. You're going to be a miserable child of God if you don't. And a word that's used so many times, so out of the way, that word is called Christian. I'm a Christian, you get up and holler the loudest, fussing at the referee because he made a bad call to the ball game. Boy, he looks like a Christian, don't he? There's a lot of saved people that's not Christians. Just because you're saved don't mean you're a Christian. They call them Christians first at Antioch because they saw something different in them. And if we want to wear that name, then let somebody else call us that. That's the way I believe it. I don't think we need to go around broadcasting what we are. We need to broadcast that we're a child of God. That we're a born again child of God. Let other people do the other judging on that other word. Then if they call you that, then at that point in time you're worthy of it, but you may not be the next week. It all has to do with this word love. How much are we going to let the love of God work through us? How much are we going to, and how does it work through us? I'll tell you how it works in us. It works through the Holy Spirit. If you've been saved and you start to do something, and something says, don't do that, you better listen to it. That's the Holy Spirit trying to hit you. Stay out of trouble. That's the love of God speaking to you through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes we forget about that. We forget how big this love is and how and what all it contains of and what all it works through. We forget about it. I just want to remind us a little bit about this love. For God so loved the world. If He looked down at a sin-cursed world and He loved them so much that He gave His only begotten Son, shouldn't we look at the world and love them enough to bring them salvation, story about God, about Jesus? Shouldn't we do that? Some people say, I probably shouldn't say this next statement, but I'm going to say it anyway. How much do you love your children? How much do you love your family? If you're a child of God and you don't tell them about Jesus and you don't try your best to pray and ask God to help them get saved, then we're not showing our love to them. And we don't love them like we should. We've only got the human type love in us. Well, Brother Junior, people just don't get saved as much as they used to be. People don't pray and get burdens like they used to do. I've got so much in my mind. I've got so much bothering me this week. Is it too much to ask God? Is it too much bothering us and in our minds and in our workplaces and in our homes and our families? See, I'm running here and I'm running there and run there and run there and run here and run there. So who gets put on the back burner? It's God. He's the one that gets put in the closet. Not the prayer closet, but the closet where you put your junk in. Would you like to stand before God and look at Him and say, God, I didn't have time to pray. I just didn't have time to do all this. And all what's over on this side here is all your family going into hell. Because you didn't have time. You didn't have time. Don't you think we need to take time to share the love of God with people?
Amen.
I'm saying this because I love you. Don't know you. I love you. And I love God. And I need your prayers just as much as you need mine. That's my message today. I'll finish it with this. This great apostle, I guess anybody looks at me and they say, who's your favorite apostle? I say, John. John went to his last, history shows that John went to his last church service. Before he left that last church service, before he died, the history shows that he looked at him and said one thing. And I'm going to leave all of you with the same thing. Brothers, sisters, love one another.